Hear those words, increase our faith. And I think maybe the disciples were looking at all the miracles our Lord was performing and all the teaching that he was giving. And maybe as his disciples, his followers, his students, they felt a little intimidated, maybe a little inadequate for what was to be for them as apostles. I think our Lord must have been telling them that they would have to one day begin to teach and to lead people to God and to perform great signs and wonders, which of course they did. But at this time, I think it must have frightened them. And maybe that's why they said, Lord, increase our faith. Help me. I think the same could be said of us. Jesus expects us to do something very beautiful with our lives. But we don't feel like we have the capacity or the ability to do great things for God. This past week, we celebrated a couple of my favorite saints, St. Therese, the Little Flower, and St. Francis of Assisi. These are real giants in the church. But they were like us in that they were not perfect when they began their spiritual journey. And they probably had no idea of the degree of sanctity that they were to achieve in this life. So we can ask ourselves, how did they do it? St. Therese followed what she said was her little way. She just tried to do everything with great love and with great care. She knew that she was not going to be going to foreign countries and being a great missionary, conquering various worlds for Christ. She wanted to be a missionary, but the Lord had other plans for her. And by following God's plan for her life, she was able to become one of our greatest saints. And now she is a doctor of the church. And St. Francis of Assisi, he was a typical young man, loved parties, eating and drinking, growing up in Assisi with his friends. But then he was touched by God's grace. And he set out to try to imitate the Lord as closely as he possibly could. That was his hope. And by doing so, he climbed up that ladder of perfection, and became one of our greatest saints, canonized only 2 years after he died. I think the saints, they give us a glimpse of what God can do in each of us if we cooperate with his grace. Jesus tells his apostles that even if they just have a little faith, they can accomplish great things in their lives. Even faith the size of a mustard seed, which is a very small seed. Carlo Acutis, who was recently canonized by the church, was a typical teenager. He loved playing soccer. He loved making programs on the computer. But at the age of 15, he passed away. And already in that young age, he had grown tremendously in his faith, especially his faith in the Holy Eucharist. And Pier Giorgio Frassati, who was another amazing young man, 24 years old when he died. He was always helping the poor. He was always in the church praying as much as he possibly could, trying to make it to daily Mass. This young man was canonized along with Carlo Acutis just very recently. What made these young men strive for such holiness? Surely it must have been God's grace. They were touched by grace in amazing ways, and they didn't resist. Even as young men, they could see the difference between living a worldly life as so many of our people do, and a life dedicated solely to God. They could see the difference, even as young men. One time somebody asked me how they could acquire faith, how they could get faith. They didn't have faith. Like a lot of people these days, this person was struggling with the whole idea of faith. They felt that they didn't have any faith at all. At least the apostles must have felt they did have some faith because they asked the Lord to increase it. Lord, increase our faith. That was their prayer from their hearts. But for this person who was talking to me, they couldn't figure out how to obtain the gift of faith. The only thing I could think of at the time was to say to them, pray. Pray for it. Be humble. And pray to God for that gift of faith that you desire. The apostles prayed for an increase of faith, but this person who was talking to me didn't even have faith. But I'm sure that if they simply asked God for the gift of faith, He would grant it to them. I think there are many ways we can grow in our faith. Certainly, prayer is essential. The Holy Rosary, Padre Pio says, that's the prayer for today, to pray our rosary every single day. And that helps us to grow in our faith. Also, I think spiritual reading. Read the lives of the saints. As soon as you read one, then pick up another one, autobiographies or biographies of the saints. That can really help us to grow in our faith. Also, like Pier Giorgio Frassati, we should always be reaching out to help the poor, those who need help. Today, you have an opportunity because there's the life chain that's going to be going on from 2:30 to 3:30. What a great witness that would be if everybody here went out there together holding up signs, giving witness to the sanctity of human life. And that would help us grow in our faith. Teaching kids in religious education classes, that can strengthen our faith. So all these ways, we don't have to sit there and bemoan the fact that our faith is small. Even if it's small, we can do great things. Of course, keeping our lives free of sin as much as possible, that's essential as well, receiving the sacraments frequently. I suspect that almost everybody here today has a family member or a friend who is struggling, either having faith at all or living authentically the mystery of faith. I imagine almost everybody knows someone. Maybe it's you, yourself, who wonders how to increase in faith, how to have the gift of faith. My response is the same as I told that lady who didn't have faith. Follow the example of the apostles. Ask our Lord to increase your faith or to give you that gift of faith.